Now, I'm telling you this, guys. I never, ever have a dream about the rapture. Never. I never have a dream of revelation or God revealed. Never. This is the first time I'm seeing this. Hi guys, my name is Guy. I'm just here to share about a dream I had 4 days ago about the rapture. Now this is where the dream started. I was in my kitchen, and there were loads of people in my kitchen. It looked like we were having a meeting in the kitchen, and there were some people I knew into that room. The people have very vivid on my head. In the front of me there was a pastor, and I was on the other side of the kitchen looking straight on him. As we were having that meeting, not very clear. I'm trying to say exactly what I am seeing, what I was seeing. Okay, we are having a meeting, and then suddenly I felt like I want to sing a song, or there was a song that was singing inside of me, and then I knew that song, but I cannot remember the song right now. And I felt like the Holy Spirit told me to sing that song in that meeting, in that moment. Then suddenly I thought to myself, I said, oh my gosh, no, this is me. That couldn't be the Holy Spirit. That could be just me. And I didn't do it. And then suddenly there was a little boy beside me. He started humming that song inside of him. He started singing that song. And then I turned and I said, oh my gosh, that's the song the Holy Spirit was telling me just to sing in that moment in the meeting. And then after analyzing so many, I'm just analyzing things, I said to myself, no, that could be just coincidence. And I just left it. I didn't bother at all. And then suddenly there was a lady who looked like my wife. She was standing on the door, and then she suddenly starts singing the same song. As she starts singing the song, I said, oh no, that definitely God wanted me to sing that song in that moment. As I tried to start singing the song just wasn't coming right on my mouth. As I'm trying to sing, it wasn't right. Something wasn't right as I'm trying to sing it. And then suddenly, the pastor who was in front of me straightway stood up and started giving out. Oh no, we have to stop this. This is not, all that kind of thing. He's just saying things like wasn't right. And then suddenly, the man who was beside me was a good friend of mine. Saw that happen, and with the other people around there, they say, okay, come on, who told you to say it? You can't say things like that to people. You can't just stop someone who's singing all, but it's just that like small little argument in the place. And then just in that moment, which is change, I was in my sitting room going to a friend who I knew. It was a lady, and I came close to her ears, and I say something to her ears. And then suddenly, the word I said to that lady, she started to cry, and she didn't look at my face. I cannot say because it's someone, it's quite personal. I cannot share it. I can only share to that person. And then that person wiped her tears off, and then she turned and moved away from me. Now this is things start happening. as she passed me, as she start walking back to the kitchen where the meeting was, as I turn to look at her as she's walking, then suddenly there was a bright light in the front of that lady, and then bam, she was just gone. Then as I saw her, I knew straight away, I knew it was the rapture. And then I looked to myself, as I looked to my hands, all between my hands there were crackings, like lines in triangle shape. It's really very strange shape. All I knew, my hands were opening. There were lines like veins all around my hands. And in the center of those lines was a pure gold. No, really pure gold. Shining so bright in the center of my hands. They were so bright, and I knew something was happening. I was absolutely changing as I'm looking at it. And then suddenly those lines, they start as a real bright gold, and then it was a bright light. Bam! Suddenly I was completely taken up, lift up straight away, and I can see myself lifting, going up, like being raptured, like being taken suddenly. And I can see myself, no, my body was changed instantly, completely changed. Now I'm telling you this, guys, I never ever have a dream about the rapture. Never. I never have a dream of revelation or God revealed. Never. This is the first time I'm saying this. Now, I'm sharing this because God wants you guys to know. Now, suddenly I was taken up to the air, and I can see myself being lifted up in the air. Now, gone. May God give me the opportunity to see everyone in that kitchen who were left behind. Now, I was not in the ground. I was actually in the air, looking at everyone from the corner of my kitchen in that moment what was happening. Now, and suddenly everyone in that home knew the rapture happened. Straight to everyone in your way. Suddenly people start crying. No, they were sobbing, crying so hard. Crying, sobbing, because they knew they were left behind. And then, in that instant, that grief, that crying, completely stop and change into anger. Now, people, I never felt that anger I saw in my kitchen. They were so angry. You can see that venom come from those people. And then suddenly they starting beating, attacking, kicking, standing, stepping on that pastor who were in the kitchen. Now people were so angry. They were, now they beating that man go, or the attack he go in the kitchen. You can see them standing on his head, kick on his head, punching on his head, punching on. No, they were completely killing him in the kitchen. And they were all screaming, "You didn't teach us right. You didn't prepare us. You didn't told us this gonna happen." No, they was horrendous. And then suddenly I was taken, I was lifted up so high I can see the whole earth. One side of the earth, I won't tell what part of it, all I knew, one side of the earth was completely in darkness. Like something has happening. Or it was just in black hell, completely blacked out. Like it was like an explosion or nuclear, or all I knew was something bad did happen, because all that side of the earth was completely, you can know something happened in that moment. If something did happen that in that instant. Then I start seeing lightning flashing all around the earth, just flashing lights. They start flashing. And I can hear a voice saying 100, 200, 1,000, 2,000, 1 million, 2 million, 1 billion. I said, what is that? They were all people who have been taken out. You can see, I can see all the lights happen in that moment. And then suddenly I wake up. As I wake up, I felt like I came back on my body, and my body was heavy. It felt heavy. It felt very sinful, dirty, compared to the body I had just a few minutes ago when I was dreaming about the rapture. Now, people of God, something has been happening. Something is happening. The rapture is going to happen in any time. Look what is around you. Look what we're seeing today. Look what is happening in the world today. We have more natural disasters right now like we never had before. They're like the bird pains. Something is happening. There is more people today who are having dream of rapture like never before. God is warning his people. He's warning his people to tell everyone his son is coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. We need to be prepared. I don't know. I mean, this is what came to my mind when I saw that pastor. Pastors. Teachers. Leaders. I'm the one who's seen this video. If God has given you the opportunity to lead 1,000, 100, 1, 2 people of God. God has given you to take care of those people. Tell them. Because when that rapture happens, the chaos that will come, the anger that will come to the same people of your church, to the same people you are leading, they're gonna change. If you don't tell them, they are going to change. The anger I saw among those people. They told them, they were saying, you did not prepare us. You did not tell us. You did not tell us the Son of God will come soon. You have been distracting us in so many things today, the church we are doing. God's servants, I'm telling you, those people gonna change. The way they be that past, the way they completely standing, smacking him, boxing him, kicking him. Because that man did not prepare them. That man did not tell them the time we are living. Guys, I don't know if you're pro, pre-trib, post-trib, or crap, or that kind of rubbish. The enemy has been distracting the church. Completely distracting the church. By all that rubbish. Those are the pre-trib. Those are the post-trib. Those are this. Those are that. That is not important. What is important is coming soon. Prepare your people. And you who are listening to, people who are listening, including myself, we need to be preparing ourselves. We need to be expecting of his coming. We need to be those wise bride, the five wise brides. We need to be prepared, not be those foolish. It can happen in any time, people. Any time. This is my dream. Be prepared. Be alert. We don't know the time, the hour. May all we know, he told us to watch the signs. Jesus told us to watch those signs. And those signs are saw on our faces today, more than ever. The technology has been so advanced that everyone who said, I didn't see it, is a liar. Everyone is aware. But so many people pulling their head in the sand not to see what is happening. It's up to you guys. It's up to me. And it's up to everyone, even my family who are watching this. Be prepared. Be exciting. His return is soon. Very soon. Very soon. Stop those distractions. Men of faith. It's time to change. It's no more time to build the buildings. It's time to build the people of God. It's time to guide the people of God the right way. It's time to tell them. God bless you.